All right. Another tune in 6-8. Okay, mellophone, baritone contrabass. Let's see if we can just get the first couple of bars here. I know you guys have, I couldn't work around the G-sharp entrance for you. There's just no... I could take away the G-sharp and make it a lot easier, but then the fingerings would be really ridiculous when it came to all the... God, I'm sorry you have to sit beside me. So you got D, D and A. Either on a D and A. Let me hear those who play the D. One, two, ready, go. Set. One, two, two, two. Da-da. Da-da. You guys counting? Da-da. One, two, da-da. In. So you're resting for six. One, two, one, two, one, two, do. Here we go. One, two, two, two. Da-da. Rest, two. Take over. We'll take it up to where the mellophones take over. Yeah, 21. Okay. Take it up to 21. 0 to 21, or 1 to 21. Do do. Really accent those notes. 1 2 2 2. Do do. 2 2. And hit measure, that rip that you have, that glissando mellophones in 11 into 12. You really want to bring that out. Just do, do, yo. Do, yo, yeah. Do, yo. And that goes for baritones and just the baritones. It doesn't affect contrabass. Measure 19. That's the forte piano. Okay? So attack the note of forte on two, come down. Do! And then build back up again.
Yeah, about 20.
S at 19. 19 and 20. Okay. This might work. This may actually work. And we do something like this in the we'll go nuts. So keep working on this. I'm not going to go any further tonight because I don't want to run out of time. I still want to get to Stars and Stripes. But. Good work. This is the first time you've seen that, and you've sight. That's sight reading. A drum corps, an all-age drum corps sight reading. That's nothing new. Nice job, baritones. That was a good. I can only imagine what that's going to sound like when the other half of the line is there. That was good.